It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. Paul Ramo here in the studio, and we have Matt Carmody from Big Stone Therapies in the studio with us, and we have Sue Clark, also a Big Stone Therapies, who joins us by phone. And good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good.
I'm doing great. All right. Well, thanks for coming on Wellness Wednesday. We have Big Stone Therapies the last Wednesday of the month. And so, Matt, what are we going to talk about today?
So today we're going to be talking about what we call the Otego Balance Program. It's a program that we have through Big Stone Therapies that both Sue and I do up there. The reason we chose this is, it's September, is Falls Prevention Month. So we figured that since we do Big Stone Therapies and physical therapy in general is very good at helping you avoid falls, we figured this would be a good topic to bring up today.
And before we begin, Sue, why don't you just tell our listeners a bit about yourself, education, family, and how long you've been at Big Stones, and what your job title is, and we'll turn it over to Matt to do the same thing. Sue?
All right. I'm a physical therapist assistant, and I've been practicing for 20 years, just a little over now. And my husband is Eric, and we got three children that go to the our school district here in Madison and Lock Charles.
All right, and my name is Matt Carmody. So I've been with Big Stone Therapies for 6 years, since last June. I am married. My wife is working here in town. She just actually got a new job. She'll be the new social worker at the care center here in town. And then I've got two boys, one that just started preschool this year and the other one that is just in daycare right now.
Okay. All right, well, Sula, we're gonna talk about balance and falls today. So I'll just give you the floor.
All right. Well, I'll start with, why do people fall? So there are many reasons, and most are preventable. You, of course, want to talk with your medical provider, your medical doctor, about why you're falling, and hopefully then you can get a referral to physical therapy for that. There can be medical problems, medications. Sometimes it's trickier than others, but over the course of medical care and therapy, of course, just like anything else, it does take time to get better. Got to put some effort into it. A lot of times we're educating our patients on different exercises and tasks that they need to do at home. And like Matt said, Otego is an exercise program that we provide in our physical therapy department, and it's a fall prevention program. And it focuses on muscle strength and balance retraining. And it is there to help reduce falls and reduce injury-related falls as well. And it was actually developed in New Zealand by professors Jean Campbell and Claire Robertson. So we developed this in America, and it seems to do pretty well. We have a good couple handful of patients that have went through the program with us, and then we do a program on Tuesdays and Thursdays as a community group. So we provide that twice a week at Hilltop. You do have to go through this program up at therapy in order to be involved in it in the community group, and there is a small fee for that, and either myself or Matt do that. And what that provides for the group is that it helps them be held accountable, and we help motivate them and help them to stay encouraged to continue their exercises and the benefits they get from that.
Okay. Matt, what was the program called again?
Otego. It's an Otego Balance Program. So like Sue said, it has three parts to it. There's a warm-up, there is a strengthening part, and there is a balance part. The reason that they kind of do it the way it is you've got three domains for your balance that we usually work on in therapy. So you have your vision, which is your eyes. That is one way that helps you keep your balance. You have what's called proprioception. That is knowing where your body is in space. So if your arm's above your head, you know it's above your head without having to look at it. And the last And then your inner ear, your vestibular system, which basically that tells you how you're standing, you know, if you're upright, if you're lying down, things like that. So this Otego kind of puts in all those groups together, group them all together in order to work on your balance, improve your balance, and make sure to reduce your risk for falls. We don't guarantee that you won't fall, but our job as therapists with Otego or even just your normal therapy is we're trying to reduce your risk to fall. So by doing this program, we can greatly reduce your risk for falling, which then in turn reduces your risk of further injuries if you do fall.
Okay. Why is it the older we get, we have trouble with balance, with our balance?
So it's kind of like everything else, you know, as you age, things aren't working quite as well as they were when you were younger. And that's true with, you know, a lot of people as they get older, they start to lose some of their vision, whether it's because of cataracts or their vision, you know, it's just not as good as it used to be. Same with your proprioception. The nerves that kind of do that, they just get a little bit slower. They're not working at optimal condition as they were before. So it's just, it's the same thing as, you know, how you're not always as strong as you are, or you're not quite as quick as you are. It's just your normal aging. The nice thing is with all the balance systems is they can be addressed and they can be improved upon, just like if you want to get stronger. We can work on those things to improve those different systems in order to help reduce your falls.
All right, if you're just tuning in, we're visiting with Sue Clark and Matt Carmody from Big Stone Therapies on Wellness Wednesday this morning. Sue, can you just walk us through a little bit, maybe one exercise people can do to improve their balance?
I have a great thing that we can do actually right over the phone, or I can teach you and guide you through the way. So you can sit on a straight back chair and have your feet shoulder width apart.
Okay.
And then
I'm doing this while you speak.
Oh, good. Oh, awesome. All right. So you're going to sit in a solid base chair, and then your feet are flat on the floor, and you're going to cross your arms in front of your chest, and then you're going to time yourself. Matt can time you. It's a timing chair, or a timing balance test. So you go to a full standing position, and then you return to a complete seated position, and then do that as many times as you can in 30 seconds.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I might get tired after 30 seconds.
Right?
So how does that work? How does that improve your balance?
Well, it makes you use your leg strength, and with your arms folded across your chest, then you have to balance yourself upon standing.
Okay.
And then what that tells us as therapists, if you can do that 8 or less, that you're at high fall risk. If you can do it between 9 and 12 times, you're at moderate fall risk. And if you can do it 13 times or more, you're at a low fall risk. So if you fall into that high fall risk, moderate fall risk category, that kind of gives us the idea of things that we may need to work with you on. Okay. And give you as a home exercise program.
Yeah. Falls in elderly people are not good and very common, aren't they, Matt?
Yes, they are. You know, I hear it across the board is when I ask people, it's kind of a standard question I ask everybody that comes in, whether they're coming for falls or not, is if they had a fall or not. And if somebody has, the things that I hear is, well, I didn't really have a fall. My definition of a fall in your lay public is different. I basically tell people if they ended up on the floor, it was a fall no matter how they got there. And it is, you know, and people try to minimize it. Well, I didn't get hurt. And I always tell people this time you didn't get hurt. You know, falls are the number one or one of the top leading causes of injury in older adults. And, you know, they can break a hip, which in turn, that is not a good thing. That ends up being a long rehab process and things like that. So it can cause injuries that may not, you know, people think, hey, that's not going to happen to me, but it definitely can. And then you're in for a little bit longer recovery than if you would just come in and see us and we can work on your balance and we can run you through the program and you'll be doing better within, you know, 5 to 10 visits, and you'll be probably out of our department and then can continue with the exercises at home.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to ask. I know Susan just led us through a little exercise there, but preventive is the best thing, right? Any advice on that?
You know, the big, like you said, we want to prevent falls before they happen. So yeah, the biggest advice is, you know, keep staying active, keep your legs strong. And if you've had a fall, you should really talk with your doctor and get in to see us. Even if it's, I always ask people too, if you've had a near fall or a stumble, you know, if you're noticing those, it's a good time to go in and talk with your local provider, whether it's here in Madison, Appleton, Dawson, Ortonville, and see if you can get an order to come up to therapy where we can work on some balance with you.
Okay. All right. Real good. Anything else you'd like to add, Sue?
Nope. I think we covered it.
Okay. How about you, Matt?
Nope. I think we got it all covered.
Yeah, we covered everything in about 10 minutes here. That's pretty good. So why don't you tell us where you're located and can people get a hold of you or through their provider?
Yep. So we're located within the Madison Healthcare Services building. We're right off of the old main entrance of the care center. The best way, you know, if you're a Medicare patient, the best way is to talk to your local provider. And like I said, it does not have to be someone here in Madison. It can be Appleton, Dawson, Canby, Ortonville, wherever you normally doctor, you can talk with them about getting a physical therapy order for balance. And then that gets faxed to us and our front desk will give you a call and we get you set up for an eval and see how everything's going. And sometimes people come in and we're like, you know, you're at a low fall risk. We give them a couple exercises and they're on their way. And then there's other times where we recommend that people come in, continue to come in where we can work on some things in the clinic.
Okay. All right. Real good. Well, thank you, Sue, for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks, Paul.
Yep. And Matt, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That's Sue Clark and Matt Carmody from Big Stone Therapies. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.